Should we start with Mary today? No, we'll do that last. You can look forward to that. Let's start with Lauren. She's filling in for Steve. What's your story?
So I think, plenty of times we see things that are invented and we really don't know why they are invented. Some are like even creepy, like this recent invention, the flesh-like phone case. It looks, feels, and even burns just like human skin, and it's a phone case.
Oh, yeah. Why? Know. Why would we do this?
I know. Well, it's actually from a researcher. They're trying to promote protecting your skin from the sun. Why you need a phone case that looks like skin that can burn to do that? I don't know. But, yeah, to actually have a phone case look, feel, and burn like skin is quite interesting. So you'd think, like, how is that made? It is synthetic. Apparently, he uses a 3D printer and some hand sculpting techniques. And then he individually carves wrinkles into the epidermis, as he likes to call it. It comes in three different skin tones. If you look at the pictures, it's really creepy looking.
That's just weird. I guess it is to let you know that you're in the sun and you're going to get burned just like your cell phone case. I don't know.
But it's like, should you put sunscreen on your phone case? Would that actually do anything?
I
don't know who would even want to buy this. And then it just starts to make you think, like, what is this guy doing in his basement?
I have one.
No, you don't. Have you burned yet?
No, not yet.
What's your story, Kevin?
Well, I with Lauren in today, I got a Star Wars story here.
Yes.
Do you know what the Red 5 X-Wing Starfighter jet is?
Sure do.
Do you?
Wow. Mm-hmm. I would have no idea.
I mean, they make a Lego. They make a Lego for everything.
They do make a Lego for it, but this is an actual miniature model. When they filmed Star Wars, they actually used, they had miniature models. So they filmed them a certain way. And one of them is up for auction from the Heritage Auctions Group. This is the Hero model from Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. Is that your favorite of the Star Wars films?
That's anyone that actually loves Star Wars knows
that the first
that's
one?
No, that's the second one.
Oh, yeah.
Because it went 4, A New Hope, and then 5. Empire Strikes Back is hands down known as the greatest Star Wars movie.
Totally the best one. starting bid for this Luke Skywalker Red 5 X-Wing Starfighter model miniature going for, any guess, anybody?
I feel like at least $500,000.
That is quite a title.
It is.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
$175,000.
Well, that's
Lauren.
That's
you could
nothing.
Do that.
You could do that, Lauren. This model was previously sold in another auction in July of 2023 for $328,000. So this is a bargain. Lauren was onto something there. This is a 1 to 24 scale miniature. But yeah, it could be yours, Lauren. Just hit up your parents for a loan or something.
Yeah,
$175,000.
Maybe a bank will do it too.
There you go.
That'd be great.
it could be a good investment piece.
Really quick, since, I'm speaking, we just actually got a weather alert coming into here. I'm trying to get towards the beginning. I'm guessing it's a tornado watch or warning. Tornado watch for. They're always very slow as they roll here. Tornado watch for Kane, DuPage, Will, Cook, Lake, Grundy, and Kendall County. So beginning now, and it will go through 11:20 p.m. So kind of adding to that severe risk, severe weather risk we are dealing with already. Now there is a tornado watch in place for most of the place until 11:30 tonight.
That's so tough. There are so many things going on. It's the weekend in Chicago. All the communities have festivals, and the weather is not allowing them to proceed.
Yeah. I guess I'm not really surprised because just in, the past 2 hours, temperatures have gone up crazy. Like
humidity's
already been so bad, and now it's, just about everyone's in the 90s. So that's usually a really good concoction for tornadoes.
In a quest to understand your love for Star Wars and understand how I missed out on that, I just did a Google to find out who the average Star Wars fan is, and they said you fall into 9 groups. The original trilogy boomers, you're not in that group. The Gen X OT fans, Interesting. The all-in expanded universe fan. The prequelists. I like that. The Last Jedi fan club. The Gen Z and Gen Alpha animated lovers. The Raylos. Is it Raylos? They say they're a special breed of Star Wars fan, birthed in the first sparks of the connection in The Last Jedi.
Yeah, that's I've never heard that before. But I mean, you have you do have your mix of Star Wars fans, because and some of them, honestly, they're not my cup of tea because they think only certain people should be in Star Wars. You know, there was like a lot of terrible people up in arms when a black woman was cast in one of the shows. And then there was also a lot of people mad about an Asian woman that was put in some of the most recent movies. So those groups of people I do not welcome into this community. And I think a lot of people.
A series with like monsters and all kinds of different.
Right. Yeah. Weird. Like all these different creatures and alien life forms. And yet they don't want certain demographics, which is just ridiculous.
Then there's the Andor only crowd. What's an Andor?
Ooh, okay. So Andor is one of the more recent shows. The second season had just come out. A lot of people like Andor because it kind of steps away from the Star Wars universe you think of. Like you think of Jedi, you think of lightsabers, things like that. I can't even recall if you see a lightsaber in the show at all. Like people that aren't even that watch Star Wars like Andor, because it's the storyline that really matters.
And then there's the last category, and you fall into that one, and that is the ones who love it all.
That's true. That's true.
That's Lauren. All right. Hit Mary's open.
Now it's time for What's With.
All right.
Here's Mary Vandeveld.
I was tuning out with all that Star Wars talk.
Oh, that's rude.
Oh, you lost me. I was like,
he
what?
He says that every day to us. I'm not listening to you. I don't know.
It was like, what's with your listening skills,
what's
Mary?
What's with okay. Mary not listening?
I'm trying. I really am. But once you hit Android, I have no clue what you're talking about. Okay, so what is with? Did you go to a parade over the 4th?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. No?
Yeah.
Okay, these local parades. What's with the lack of floats? Like, originality. Like, did anybody actually see a float made with tissue paper? You know, the little...
A couple, but it's a lot of pickup trucks.
It's all old cars.
Yeah,
old cars and trucks. Even the queen of whatever, or the person, you know, the honorary person of the parade. What do you call them? The Grand Marshal? They're all in cars. Nobody is sitting on a float anymore.
Where do you buy a float? Where do would you
make
buy
them.
Such a thing?
You,
but, well, but I'm thinking about, like, how do you put
you know,
that square thing on?
Well, when, what we used to do, I mean, you probably did this, Lisa. You know,
yeah,
you had the barbed
for high
wire
school,
stuff
did that
or
year.
Whatever, and you stuck the tissue paper in the holes, and you designed stuff, and you made designs out of them. It was a lot of fun. I mean, we had great time before the homecoming dance doing that. But no, I did not see one float. I mean, it was just old stuff. And fire, engines and police cars. And that was probably it. And people whipping candy in your face. And boy, did they whip the candy this year. I was getting pelted. Poor grandkids. They were like,
really quick, when I was in Colorado, we were part of a parade that was happening in my sister's hometown. And we were on a old school truck with hay bales. And we threw out corn and potatoes. And the kids actually went nuts for it. They looked like little zombies. Like, it felt like an apocalypse. They're like, corn.
Like ears of corn?
Potato. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It got a little dicey sometimes tossing
dangerous.
It.
But yeah.
It was the only really parade at the farm. And one of the participants showed up for our 4th of July party. Was a tractor parade with 65 tractors, and they covered about 40 miles.
Whoa. Wow.
All on old school. No umbrellas, just old guys and their wives kind of scrunched on one seat
tractors.
On a tractor.
Yeah, I mean, those are kind of cool to see, but, give me a cool float once in a while,
Yeah. She wants to see a float, people. Send your pictures right now.
Yeah, I'm wondering if somebody did say they saw a couple, but they were not in our parade, so.
All right, Lauren has your news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.